So now the patient comes to the emergency room or they're worried about this process. What kind of test do you do? How do you prove that the person has an alpha-gal allergy?
Right. So in allergy land, the proof is twofold. One is the appropriate clinical history. So does their story fit? And then secondly, it's a positive blood test. So that same blood test that we talked about earlier related to the cancer drug and defining those patients who were allergic to alpha-gal, that's actually the same test that we use for our patients who've developed the red meat allergy.
So the reason then why somebody would want to be tested and have this blood test is that it would confirm whether or not they had this allergy.
Absolutely.
How good is the test?
The test is quite sensitive.
That means it picks up a positive reaction in lots of folks. The question is, if it's positive, does that mean you have the allergy? How specific is this test?
It is not very specific. So the answer is nuanced because this is different for us in Chapel Hill than it would be in Denver, Colorado. In large part because the geography matters when it comes to tick bites. But our data indicate that the test is not as specific as we want to be, and we are working to try to create a better test. It's an excellent screening test.
So that lists, in other words, a positive test should make one think, at least as a patient, that one could have an alpha-gal allergy, but it doesn't prove it because, in fact, there are individuals, in other words, who are positive in this test who can eat all the meat they want and have no problems.
That's absolutely true. And this is a nuance that we have in allergy land in general. So if we took 100 kids and tested them all for this, for peanut allergy, 10 would be positive. Of those 10, one would truly be allergic to peanuts. So we have a similar phenomenon when it comes to the alpha-gal test. I think in some ways it's a marker for tick bites and perhaps other bites as well, but only a small fraction of people who test positive truly develop allergic responses after eating mammalian meat.
It is then really the symptoms, the story that a person tells you about the allergy symptoms that are more indicative of the allergy than is the test.
Correct. And because of that, we don't advocate getting tested just because you've had a tick bite.
You could be positive and mean nothing.
Absolutely.
Now, for those of us who like red meat, especially the males in my family, the idea of no longer being able to eat red meat would be devastating. Can you get desensitized?
At the moment, no. We're working on that. But the good news—
They would tell you to work faster.
And the good news, however, is that in many cases, we don't find this is a lifelong immune response.
It may go away.
It may go away. It appears in many patients to be transient. So they have 18, 24 months without red meat. And then we begin to follow their blood test level, which is another reason to actually have the blood test done. And it typically trends down over time. And when appropriate, we begin to reintroduce red meat.